This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Nice to have you along. Nice, nice little Friday out here in the Pacific Northwest.
More importantly, as Buckley has pointed out, let's go Mets go.
Yeah.
Apparently there's someone on the YouTube chat every day.
Yeah, I've
Wait,
noticed...
there's somebody on the YouTube chat?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of people on the YouTube chat. But
what?
D. Nathan C., almost daily, at least when I notice it, there's an LFGM, which is Let's F and Go Mets.
Yeah.
Every day, and then I always check the time, and it's like right at first pitch. Mm-hmm. So,
Shout out to that guy right there. They're getting ready to take on the juggernaut that is
the Rockies.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
David Peterson's pitching, former former Oregon Ducks.
What is Colorado Rockies?
They just showed a stat that he, David Peterson, since last season, has the 10th best ERA in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Going into the season, the Mets had like all these pitching questions. It's actually been really stinking good. Like, you know, it's
Can you get Juan Soto to hit?
Apparently not.
Can you get Juan Soto to care?
Is he at 220 now?
I think at 222, I think.
222?
Last I saw. Let me just say this to everyone freaking out about Juan Soto.
And they are.
He'll be fine. When they signed Frankie Lindor to that contract, which is, it's not 700 and whatever million, but Frankie Lindor had a big contract. They did the same thing to Lindor. Because he started off slow, and it's like, oh my God, he paid him all this money. And he's Juan Soto will be fine. Juan Soto isn't just going to decide to suck. All right? He'll be fine. He's 224, 8 home runs, 25 RBI. He'll be fine. I'm not worried. He'll be all right.
Okay.
So his entire career, he's been an absolute stud. And just now he's going to decide that he got paid, that he's dog ass? Come on.
Well, he's certainly playing like dog ass.
You know, it happens.
Perhaps he should pull his head out of his ass.
Well, we'd like him to lose 20 pounds and, you know.
Oh, he's getting fat now?
Oh, yeah, he's getting fat.
What are they paying him? 70 million?
750 something.
So is he getting like 70 million a year?
Yeah.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
So, you know,
man,
when you get that, so he's only getting 61, but then he got a $75 million signing bonus.
Is he the highest paid player
I think it's still Ohtani.
Well, but Ohtani doesn't get that much. He deferred a lot of his.
Well, but it's
But on the value of the years and the money, he gets more.
Well, no, on the value of the years and the money, it's Ohtani. But Ohtani only collects $2 million a year right now.
Right, yeah. We're
because he's deferring.
I know, but that's stupid.
I mean, but it's the way it is. So if you're talking about the person who is going to bank the most money just from their playing.
In North America, because there's soccer players that make more than this.
It's Juan Soto.
Yes, there's soccer players that make more.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the United States of America.
Than Juan Soto is.
Baseball, football, basketball, hockey.
Yes.
Juan Soto.
America, yeah!
The man who is batting .224.
Yeah, better than the .222 that we thought.
Makes, yeah, it's .224 actually.
Yeah.
Makes more money than anybody on the planet. That's, or I mean in the country.
In the country.
That's incredible.
That is correct.
It's absolutely incredible.
And again, he'll be fine. So if we did that per year, so what do we got? He is averaging.
Oh no!
Well, no, 51 a year.
What?
15. If you take the, it's 765 was the total value, and it's 15 years.
Oh, okay. So, but he's getting 61 this year.
Yeah. So I mean, because they signed a, he signed some signing bonus and all that, but over the course of the contract, it will come out to an average of 51 a year.
Your guy in the text line saying he makes 70K in at bat, which seems a little inflated.
So, to be fair to Juan Soto,
they're really trying hard to defend him. Right?
NBA players make more than 51.
Yeah, they do.
They don't sign for 765.
Curry's making like 56.
Yeah, so let's not.
LeBron's making 55.
And those bums.
And isn't.
Those absolute bums.
Isn't Dak Prescott at 60?
I think
60 million?
He's right up there.
Didn't they pay him? He's like the highest paid. Average per year quarterback.
Smiles and glory holes.
He is making a.
He'll make $60 million this year.
A lot of money.
Am I wrong?
Well,
actually, no, because the guaranteed part is going to.
I know. It's weird because when you look at salaries, especially in football, all the books are cooked because you front load it. So he signed a 4-year, $240 million extension. So the average annual value is 60 mil. But. Obviously, it's not 60 per year because they play with the numbers. But yes, Dak is making 60. So I ask you this. What would you rather have? Juan Soto at 51 or Ooh. Dak Prescott at 60?
Mm. Ooh.
All of a sudden, it's not so bad, huh?
Can I say neither?
Can I punt?
No, you got to take one. You jerk.
Dak's good.
And aren't we, I mean,
but 60.
Isn't it also about like committing a certain percentage of your salary too? Like it's not just 61 versus 50, right? Or whatever the number
Although
was.
Dax is tax-free. That's There's no state tax. New York will get you.
Neither.
Soto's a bigger star, obviously. I mean, you know, Soto. Yeah. Soto's upside is...
But Dak's more important to what you need to do.
Soto's kind of not really, I don't know, he's a little overrated.
I guess opportunity cost. If you don't have Dak, what are you left with? Who's your quarterback?
Yeah.
That I need to know the answer. Look, say Dak.
They didn't need to sign Juan Soto, but the owners.
Why not?
The owners got billions. Who gives
Who cares?
Billions? And this, let me say this to every Mets fan. It's not your money. It didn't stop
God,
him.
You're
from...
hot about Soto.
I am. I'm defending.
You're being a little defensive about Soto.
I'm defending.
I can tell
Juan.
You're worried.
No, I'm fine. He's going to be fine.
You're worried.
It's not their
the
money.
The more you say he's going to be fine, the more it lets me know how worried you are.
Let me say this, too. They still signed Pete Alonso, who's been amazing. So why don't we combine the Alonso and Soto contracts, and then we divvy it up, and it's been fine.
What was I going to tell you?
Cristiano Ronaldo, by the way, 1 year playing over in with the Saudis.
100?
Dude, that dude made $100 million.
Yeah. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Those Saudis.
Yeah, he just smiled and pretended like he was loving it, and he cashed those checks, and now he's off again.
And there, I believe the thing around that was, I think they paid the taxes on it, too. I think he just got that money.
Hey, man. It's good if you can get it.
Yeah, Steph's at 53.
LeBron's 55?
Let's see where LeBron is. Yeah, LeBron's at, is this from, no, this is February 12, 2000. Yeah, so this is this year. He said LeBron's 49.2.
Okay.
A lot of soccer guys in there, some boxers. The Rahmer, John Rahm, made 85. That's a lot Ooh. Of the live guys are on there. making huge money.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, last year, Dak, he made $86 million last year.
Dak?
Yeah, because of the side.
Oh, the bonus?
They front-loaded it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Giannis made 47. A bunch of NBA guys are right in that 40 to 50, or high 40s. But they're saying that one of these supermaxes are going to come up, whether that's Luka or Giannis or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They say there's going to be an NBA player making $100 million.
Yeah. Do we appreciate enough how rich Dak Prescott is? Do enough people know that?
No.
That kind of didn't really make a lot of headlines, did it?
No, it's kind of sneaky, because when you talk about the best players and the highest paid players in the NFL, Dak doesn't come to mind.
No, but he's the highest paid
guy. I believe
guy.
He is the highest paid. Yes, he is the highest
Joe
paid.
Joe Burrow, NFL. He makes more than Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Jared Goff, $76 million? Jeez.
But again.
Again, signing bonus.
Signing bonus. And so you got to look at the total value of NFL contracts.
It's wild out there.
Because the.
Why didn't I play in the NFL? You know?
Yeah, the average is Dak at 60, Burrow at 55, Allen at 55, Jordan Love 55, Lawrence 55. Remember, all these guys want, when the market gets reset, it's like, I want that. The most offensive one, Tua at 53.
Jordan Love, you said, is at 55?
Jordan Love's at 55. That's kind of offensive.
That's pretty offensive.
That stinks. Trevor Lawrence at 55 stinks, too.
That stinks bad.
Yeah.
Love will give you more than Lawrence will.
I mean, look. You can say when Prescott was healthy 2 years ago when he got that contract.
Yeah,
he was,
I think that Dak can. He still has time to live up to that.
Yeah,
he's a good player, but yeah. Boy,
dude, Kyler Murray stinks at 46. He sucks, and the one that hurts is Deshaun Watson, 46.
Yeah,
and that's guaranteed.
It's rough out there.
That is rough out there, but I mean, most of the guys, Geno at 37 probably stings some people. That's probably one of those you're like, what?
Okay, kids, we got to nothing we wanted to there.
No.
What?
Other than the fact that we can all agree that Juan Soto is going to be fine.
What?
And it was good. A wise
what?
Investment.
What?
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 Yeah. I want you to admit
what?
Juan Soto.
What?
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 What? No, I don't think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to be wildly average for the Mets.
How many years of this would it take before he was the most hated man in New York?
Oh, months.
Because remember,
years.
The Yankees, all Yankee fans already hate him.
Yeah.
And Met fan is...
Met fan is already teetering, is he not?
It's not?
They're not known for their patience.
It's not great.
They're doing well collectively, though. Yes. Their record is good.
Yes.
If they were bad, it would be a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. If the Mets stunk...
Well, Alonso's taking a lot of the heat off of Soto.
Yes. Alonso's
been Alonso great. Wasn't that good last year.
No, he's having a big year.
This year, he is.
Yeah, he's having
but
a monster
not last
year.
But if they were sub-500, there'd be a way different reaction right now.
Like if they miss the postseason and Soto's hitting 230, and let's say he gets better, but let's say he hits 235 with 25-70,
oof,
and they miss the postseason,
trade
ain't trading that contract.
Wow. Okay. The update you didn't know you needed while we were away. I was feverishly working with the 1080 The Fan research department,
mm-hmm,
which is Google.
Yeah.
And I was looking at batting averages, which isn't, you know, I mean, it's not the end-all to be-all metric, but just team batting average,
because
mm-hmm, you were talking about the Mets. And the Mets and Royals are right in the middle. They're 245, 246, which isn't great. But
we stink with runners in scoring position.
It's middle of the pack. And, of course, the Rockies are the worst.
Yeah.
They're down there at 218. White Sox, Angels, Pirates, all very predictable, right?
Yes.
But do you know the one team that, and I think you do because we've talked about it before, but there is one team that is 29th in batting average. They are only 1 point better than the Rockies. And it is stunning to me that it's this team.
I believe you're talking about the Texas Rangers.
The Texas Rangers. They cannot hit, dude.
Dink.
They're so bad. And they have, I know Seager's been kind of hurt in and out of the lineup, but Marcus Semien all of a sudden can't hit.
Yep.
Adolis Garcia can't hit. You remember him in the postseason the 1 year going
well,
all...
Well, they were bad last year in the injuries. Like, the Rangers were a sneaky, like...
Yes,
a sneaky
good
team
pick
that,
this year.
That people were picking to maybe make
they
a run back.
They are terrible. Yeah, they're hitting 219 as a team. They're 1 point better than the Rockies.
Yeah.
Why? How?
They're three games below 500.
It's unbelievable.
And they have scored, well, we know that going in, everyone was making fun of the Mariners' offense, which has been pretty good. The Mariners have scored 250 runs. The Texas Rangers have scored 185.
I mean, the Rockies have scored.
So 185, and the Colorado Rockies, they've scored 177. So they're not much better.
Yeah, eight more runs than
More runs than the freaking Colorado
Isn't
Rockies.
Isn't that weird? It says something about their pitching, though, because Rockies have won 9 games or something.
Yeah, and the Rangers are 27 and 30.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, again, if you told the, you know, anyone that follows the AL West that the Mariners have given up 238 and the Rangers have given up 197, you would say the Rangers are in front of that division by 9 games. And it's been the exact opposite. I think even DeGrom's had some big starts for them.
Yeah, he's been pitching well.
Yeah.
They said he, you know what, he did the thing that we talked about. Were you here? I don't know if you were here or not. We talked about how the Giants are the franchise that's revolutionizing pitching because they are basically trying to train their younger pitchers in the minor leagues to go deeper into games.
Yeah, right.
Pitching, because, you know, guys now, all they want to do is throw 100 and they're full go every pitch. Yeah. The Giants are taking the opposite approach, and they're trying to get their guys to pitch more but also pitch smarter and lay off the velocity some and really ramp in their starts, you know?
Are the Rangers doing that same thing?
DeGrom is.
Oh, DeGrom.
I read an article about DeGrom, and one of the ways he's staying healthy and one of the ways he's getting guys out now is he has learned to Greg Maddux that thing. And just, he's like, I cannot go full bore all the time. And he's learned how to get guys out. I think he's like 3 miles per hour less on his fastball, but he doesn't care.
I saw they're every now and then a meme will pop up where it's like DeGrom shaking because like he wants to throw hard. And, you know, because he would regularly touch 100 miles an hour and he does not. Yeah, he throws in the high 90s now. But yeah, he started 11 games. He's 4-2, and he's got a 2.4 ERA. Yeah,
he's doing good.
But they got two cats that are 1.5 or below. Evaldi's been lights out for them.
So I'm kind of emptying out the notebook here a little bit, but we were talking about the college football group of five, group of six. What do they call it? Group of eight?
I think it's going to be a group of six.
Group of 20?
Because the Mountain West and the Pac-12 officially becomes one of them. So
yeah, but this year it will be called the Mountain West, right? And Oregon State and Washington State are playing that schedule, so they're technically the Pac-12, but they're just made up of two.
Yeah,
that's
but then
this year.
But it's becoming the it's
but it's becoming the Pac-12 beginning in 2026.
I believe that is correct.
But there was a so SP Plus is Bill Connolly's metric. It's analytic college football, and without getting into the weeds, it's basically just one of the newer, better ways to evaluate a team. It's an honest evaluation of a team's strengths, weaknesses, assets, and so on. And he put together this formula and he's become very popular for it. It's called SP Plus. Okay. So it's like, it's not just some committee ranking teams. SP Plus is an analytic, and he's already put out his season rankings.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the Mountain West or Pac-12 being the best of the group of however many, you know, conferences after Boise State. And again, I think there's like 126, programs?
Yeah, something like that.
After Boise State, who ranks 33rd in SP Plus for this upcoming season, do you care to guess where the next team is?
It will be in the new...
This includes Oregon State, Washington State. It's San Jose State, UNLV, Fresno State, Air Force, Colorado State, all those.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
It's going to be bad.
Bad.
I'm going to say, I don't know, 80, 85?
73rd.
73rd.
Oregon State. Yeah. So you have Boise State at 33rd.
Yeah.
And then listen to this. You have 73, 75, 82, 83, 89, 94, 97, 102, 105, 106, 108, 119, 123, 124. And yes, you have dead last, 130.
Who's 130?
New Mexico.
Yeah. Well... Does the Boise thing give you any hope?
Well, I mean, at least they have one good team.
No, I'm just saying, in general, the fact that Boise last year fielded a competitive, not just they put together a team that made the playoff, a team that went toe to toe with Oregon, who was the number one team in the country. A team in the playoff, like, you know, it wasn't a great showing, but you didn't get embarrassed. If you're Oregon State or Washington State or any of those schools, does that give you any hope that you can, in this climate, you can still put a competitive product on the...
It would me. If I'm Oregon State, Washington State, I think with the right coach hire, you can dominate that league.
I'm not saying dominate the league. I'm saying, does it give you hope that you can put a competitive team against the Oregons and Penn States and Ohio States and anything like that?
Yeah, because I think if you dominate that league, you're good enough to compete against the big boy. It doesn't mean you're going to knock. I mean, it's Boise State. Boise State is should give you hope that you can build you can it in a small small town, small stadium, bad league. You can do it.
Yeah.
You just have to.
And, you know, you lose 31-14 to Penn State. And I know that's, you know, that sucks, but you were there and you didn't.
That's right. They were good.
It wasn't an embarrassment.
They almost beat Oregon for heaven's sakes.
That's what I'm saying. They almost beat Oregon. And I wonder, as this goes on and the money keeps jumping and revenue sharing, that's what I'm wondering. Like, because Boise State has not been consistent over the last handful of years, right? Boise State felt like maybe there was a dip and they've been some coaching changes and it was like, and then they had a bounce back year. So I just, I wonder as we get further into this new world of college football, does some of that, is it getting harder and harder for a Boise State or anyone else to keep producing those seasons? Or if you do it right and you hire the right people, there's still that niche for you. That's all. I don't know the answer to it. I'll just be interested to see over the years to come if any of those schools can be competitive when they play the big boys, or can any of them get an upset when they get into the college football playoff, or are we going to look down 5 years from now and be like, oh my God, every time they play in the playoff, they lose by, you know, by 17.
Mm. Yeah.
And I don't know. And by the way, if they keep losing by 17 every year, wait until someone's like, all right, well, you know, here, someone will be like, yeah, we don't need you in here. You do need, I think, every now and then, you need Boise or Oregon State or Washington State or UNLV. You need someone once in a while to win that game or have the nail biter. I don't think it's going to be good for you if every time you play it's 31-14.
Well, and you got to win those rivalry games.
You do.
Too.
You got to find a way to win. And hey, Washington State beat Washington last year.
So. All right. Here's the update you didn't know you needed. I'll just make this fast.
Yeah.
I was looking at a list of NBA players who are working 9-to-5 jobs since retiring.
Oh, really? Are they really, or is
no? It's some are. This one is. This is why I wanted to bring it up. But you know, it's like got Greg Oden on here. He's a sports advisor.
Yeah.
Adrian Dantley is a crossing guard.
Yeah, but he made plenty of money. He does that. I've seen him. He just does it for S's and giggles.
Exactly.
Yeah, he likes it.
You know, Brandon Roy, high school basketball coach, or at least he was. Bryant Reeves is a cattle farmer.
Yeah.
Did you know that Vin Baker, you remember Vin Baker?
I do remember Vin. He played a long time, made a lot of money.
Yes, he did. You know, he blew all his money. He had a drug problem. He is a manager at a Starbucks.
Really?
Yes.
And he blew through it, huh?
Yeah. He wrote a book.
So he lives off of probably his NBA pension and his Starbucks salary?
Yeah. He said Starbucks saved his life.
Oh.
And he is a manager at a there are photos of him with the little Starbucks garb on.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you imagine, where is he in Boston still?
He is in Phoenix, I think.
Can you imagine walking into a Starbucks in Phoenix and Vin?
There's Vin.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. Vin, Boy. And look. He's got a good perspective.
He's got a great, well, he was an addict.
Yeah.
He's got a great perspective. And do you know how much money he blew through?
Oh, he made a bunch of money.
$100 million.
Oh,
I thought I was going to say like 40 or 50.
Hey, man,
my
hookers
God.
And blow cost a lot of dough. Well, and it's not $100 million. Remember, like, so $100 million, it's not. It was more like 55 or 60 million.
Yeah.
So, you know, and what is the, was it Patrick Ewing? We make a lot of money. We spend a lot of money.
No, that was.
I think.
No, that was.
Was that Latrell Sprewell?
Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah. You know, it's like that lifestyle.
Or maybe it was Ewing.
I thought it was Ewing during the lockout, but I could be wrong. I don't know. Someone said it. And, you know, before you know it, then you throw a drug problem in there and you're taking care of a bunch of family members.
He was addicted to pills.
You're like, whoops.
Bacardi, Hennessy, and Cavassier.
Boy, that is a lot of booze.
Yeah. And he said it stripped him of everything.
Mm.
So.
That is a rough go.
It was Patrick Ewing. We make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money.
Well, and, you know, I'm glad that he has a perspective because I can imagine, I forget what actor it was. It might have been one of the, I think it was one of the Different Strokes actors that died, as I think they all did, of drug overdoses. I forget which one it was, but there was a, I saw a documentary once on child stars, and I wish I could remember which one said it, but they said something to the effect of, I've never been able to, my pride will not let me get over the fact that at one point I was on top of the world, and it wasn't that I'm working a 9-to-5 job. It's that I can't just work a 9-to-5 job. Everyone that sees me comes in and it's like, my God, what are you doing here? And every day I'm reminded of what a loser I was, or, you know, the hard times, or what my parents did to me. And it was like, they just pointed out it was a million daggers hitting you every time. And they wish they could just be anonymous. And that every time you think that you're done being noticed, someone comes in and notices you. And I do think that that's a hard thing. There was a,
instead of just being the person working at Starbucks, you're the former celebrity working at Starbucks.
It's one thing to just be okay. Yeah. You're falling on hard times. You got a good job at Starbucks. You're making, you know, 55 grand a year and you're living your life. But when you're 6'10 and you're Vin Baker and everyone's
snapping a photo and everyone's
put
on Instagram.
What the hell are you doing here? And then you're reminded of your pill problem. You're reminded of the money. There's a really good scene in the Wrestler with Mickey Rourke, where he's like a Hulk Hogan figure that's fallen on hard times, and he's working at a Safeway deli.
Yep.
And he's just trying to like mind his own business, and he's happy, he's going about his day, and he's in a good mood, and someone comes up and goes, wait a minute, are you, and he won't stop bugging him, and he takes his hand and he shoves it into the meat slicer just so he can
get out of the situation.
It's like, that's so good for Vin Baker for having some, perspective.
Well, I didn't know this, I don't remember this, but back in 2003, he was still playing. He got traded to the Celtics. He came out and said he was an alcoholic, and he said that on the road he was drinking Listerine.
Oh.
Which is 54 proof. It's more than beer and wine. So
God bless America.
He satisfied his addiction that way. He would go to Vegas. He would lose millions in Vegas. I mean, it's just one thing after another.
I do remember, now that you said that, I think at the end of his contract, he couldn't play because of it, and the Celtics couldn't recoup the money. Like, he was basically, like, I remember them having to pay him to not do anything. He just was, those contracts are guaranteed.
Yeah, so now he's...
good for him.
Slinging lattes.
Well, you know. But I'll bet you he's happier.
Hiring baristas.
I'll bet you he's happier slinging lattes than he was for any of those final years when he was doing that.
So I just wanted to.
Yeah, that is a
like
weird.
I said, it's the update you didn't know you needed.
Yeah,
it's a feel good update.
That's awesome.
I mean, is it?
Well,
rough go, but
it's a rough go.
He's doing better.
I'm glad that he's, you know, he's got a good perspective and he's on the right path.
All right, it's time for In the News.
I love a little ITN.
What is the most commonly misspelled word in Oregon?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I have that.
Willamette, maybe?
For you. That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I love that. I love that Sacred Heart clip.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
A lot of people saying.
I just love it.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
I use that one a lot at the house. Right. I tell the BTJ that, you know, a lot.
A lot of people.
Like the, you know, I'll come home and like dinner will be a little bit late. And I'm like, you know, word on the street is a lot of people saying you're slipping. Usually ends up with me getting punched, but I'm a big fan. A lot of people. Hey, I'm just telling you what I heard. A
lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
The delivery is so good.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's delivered in a way it's like, well, I don't know, I don't really know, but I tell you what.
And it's like a prankster fan looming over a field mic. So it's especially impressive.
Your whole school has diarrhea.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
So good.
May 30, 2025, time for In the News. I'm your Nerd News Vandalo. Thank you. Brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Mint Julep Day. Yeah. Have you a little mint julep?
Well, I couldn't tell you the last time I had one. They're delightful.
I love a mint julep.
They are very good.
The key is you got to take the mint and you crush it.
Yeah. You have to slap it.
Muddle it.
Yeah. You get it. Release the menthol.
It is also National Creativity Day.
Oh, there you go. Go be creative.
Who needs that?
Imagination.
So I have some spelling for you.
Okay.
I know you're not keen on the grammar. No.
Today was the 100th annual Scripps Spelling Bee.
Yeah. You were going to tell us what was the.
We can maybe
winning...
get into that in the club.
Oh. Okay.
If you want to try to spell the winning word.
Yeah, we'll try later. I'm sure we'll be able to spell it. But in honor,
some of those words, dude. Those things are the most. What? Horrifying things in the world.
In honor of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, worldunscrambler.pro, which is an online resource for wordsmiths and Scrabble enthusiasts,
okay,
put together the list of America's most misspelled words, and they did Google searches, because, mm-hmm, you know, you always do like the how to spell.
Oh, absolutely. So, I don't even do how. I just start typing and get close enough, and then I'm like, oh, that's what it is.
The word, yeah. See, I always say, how do you spell something?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they were looking at. They were looking at Google searches by state, okay, for that phrase. Like, how do you spell X, Y, or Z?
I cannot spell something without writing it down.
Okay.
Like, because I'm assuming you're going to give me a word here. Me trying to spell something in my head, it's not going to happen. But if I write it down on paper, I don't know why, but like I can picture it better.
Well, none of these are all that hard, but they're just the tricky words, you know?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I get
the tricky ones.
Like, I want to say, like, necessary will get me.
Yeah.
Business gets me sometimes, where I'm like typing in the phone. I'm like, wait, I misspelled that? And then you're like looking down.
So the most misspelled word in Oregon,
mm-hmm,
is?
I'm going to say like Willamette or something, like, I don't know. Like, what else do we have that's weird here? Cooch? Couch?
Business.
Business, yeah.
Most misspelled word in Oregon.
Yeah.
Business.
Business, that's what I said. That was one of mine. Like, business would give me.
The most misspelled word in Washington.
Restaurant.
See, restaurant's a tricky one for a lot of people.
I'll butcher that.
Appreciation.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to make that. We're not going to make that attempt. Neighbor will get me a time or two.
So here are the most misspelled words in Merca. Number 10, restaurant. Number 9, favorite.
Okay.
Number 8, business.
Yeah.
Number 7, neighbor.
Yeah. Hey, see? So basically all the words that I can't spell, everyone else, that makes me feel somewhat better about my illiterate nature.
Number 6, gorgeous.
Huh. Okay. I don't ever...
I think the E throws people off in that one.
So that is like what? G-O-R-G...
E.
Is it... Yeah, E and e. then O-U-S?
Yes.
All
right. Number 5, through.
Through. Is that T-H-R-O-U-G-H?
That's correct. Number 4 is believe. Number 3 is necessary. Number 2, separate. And the most misspelled word in Mirka.
I'll tell you right now, if you asked me to spell necessary to save your life, I would apologize to your wife.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely not spelling definitely.
Definitely is a tricky one. But it's D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y.
I'm not getting that.
Very difficult.
That's not happening. You ever have it where not even spell check knows? Like the one that depresses me when spell check doesn't even know what I'm trying to spell.
That means you have so badly butchered it that it doesn't even recognize it as close.
Yep. That's the one where it offends me. Because I'll like, again, I'll be trying to spell something. I'm like, I know this isn't right, but I'll just get it close enough. And then spell check just looks at me with like with shame and disgust. And they're like, yeah.
We don't even know what you're...
Or it gives me like 3 other words that are in no way what I'm going for. I'm like, I'm so wrong that you've now just moved on to other words. That's, I'm not going to lie, that one hurts me a little bit.
You're hurting yourself.
I know, but I'm a bit embarrassed when that happens. Like, ah. And I don't know if anyone else has done this, but the ultimate shame is, so I'll try to respell it to get it close enough to get it. And if that happens again, where it still doesn't know what I'm trying to spell, I will just change the word. I will use a different word that is easier to spell. I'll just give up on necessary. I'm like, you don't know that I'm trying to get necessary. Cool. We're moving on to something else.
No one will know.
No.
Yeah, let's go with required.
Yeah. Or I will also do this one sometimes. I'll just do the voice text. I'll be like, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and throw
I love that voice text.
Yeah, and then it just spells it out. You're like, oh.
Voice text is great.
Yeah.
Where has that been all our lives? You know?
Dude, sometimes, though, when you got to be careful because you'll voice text, you better proofread that. Because sometimes you look down, you're like, that's not what I was trying to say.
All right, what do you have to plan ahead for this weekend? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, one listener reminds us of something from history that we should play here, and I'm going to play it for you. Because it's Friday.
Oh, yes, I know what this is.
Yeah, so you can turn on your mic. There you go. Did you say something over there?
Yeah,
nobody could hear you.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. Well, they said, since we're talking about spelling, I'm surprised you haven't played the Souk Spelling Rop's name drop. And here it is.
Yeah. I'm going to do this one first.
Okay.
You know how to spell my name?
What?
Spell my name.
R-O-P-P.
My first name.
Yeah, Isaac.
Spell it.
Why?
He doesn't know how to spell my f***ing name.
It's two. It's I-S-S. Nope. No, use the other. Wait.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I know. I do this every time.
God, you're a piece of s***. All right.
Read the Bible next time, Sue. Come on.
No, it's Isaac.
Oh.
It's not two S's. It's two A's.
Yeah, that's so, right. It's not what it says here, but yeah, that's right.
What?
It's Isaac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's I-S-A-A-C.
Yeah.
Okay. I always do that. I always do two S's,
oh,
but it's not.
That's
it's two
cool.
A's.
Yeah, that's not.
Spell
cool.
My last name, f***er.
S-C-U-K-A-N-E-C.
Damn it.
It's not f***ing hard.
Well, either way. I got it. It just took me a second.
No, you did
I
not.
Always put two S's
You don't
there.
Know how to spell my f***ing name.
I-S-A-A-C.
Damn it, f*** you.
That was from that was real audio.
That
from,
was real audio.
We were taping something in the back with Mike Lynch. That was probably 2020.
That was
2019.
That was a long time ago.
And we spelled program.
Mm-hmm. We've been together like 15 years, and you didn't know how to spell my name.
I S A A C.
Well, thanks.
Bite me.
Yeah, you finally got it. 20 years later.
The last name that you got, God, that pissed me off.
Oh, I nailed it too.
You did nail it.
The Oregon Department of Transportation is preparing to close all southbound lanes of Highway 217 for the entire weekend.
Yeah, but that's going to be fun for people.
Yeah, you
out
guys,
there.
You guys need to know this. This is news you can use.
Don't
because,
go anywhere near that place.
Well, 217 is already a mess.
Yep.
And now they're saying all southbound lanes closed. Starts 9 p.m. tonight, runs until Monday morning at 5. You have to exit on Canyon Road. And it goes all the way to 99 Dub.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of traffic.
God.
We have a lot of traffic sits in this area. I mean, the I-5 choke point and all that. But is there any, I mean, more people, I mentioned the people that we went to the Book of Mormon with, they're relocating out to, they're thinking Beaverton or Hillsboro. Like, everyone's moving out there. Is there any way to make that better? Or is it just going
to
keep getting
they
worse?
Need to. The other question I have is, do they think doing this on a holiday weekend is advantageous because more people are gone? Because, or is it random and this is where it fell? Because that seems like a horrible idea.
What's the holiday?
Yeah, what?
I'm thinking the last weekend. Never mind.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend. I would imagine more people are out on Memorial Day weekend, right?
I would assume. Right, people? I mean, traffic sucks coming back.
This is a Wayne Gretzky and a Stanley Cup situation. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I mean...
You're doing great.
Everyone is moving out that direction, but... The traffic out there, I mean, it is horrific.
I've always contended there's more people out there than there are in Portland.
Yeah, sure, it's just sure feels like it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, but what do you do to alleviate that? You're not.
Well, they're trying to fix up 217, but.
Yeah. But they're, I mean, they're, what are they
forever.
Not really doing? I mean, what are they doing?
Well, I think they're widening, aren't they?
Are they?
I do think they're adding lanes.
Yeah.
Thank heavens. I mean, there's a lot of times I don't go out there specifically for that reason.
Wait for the I-5 bridge, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Buckle up.
It's going to be rough.
How are they going to do that? How are you going
to
do that?
We're going to have to link. I mean, because they're building it. What would that be? They're building it west of the I-5 bridge. And then you're going to have to build new freeways
off of I-5 that are going to link into that. And then I don't know if that's, are they keeping the I-5 bridge or is that eventually going to be torn? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I would imagine it eventually gets torn down, but you have to, like, you have to keep it for now because people have to use it.
Yeah.
But
eventually you're going to have to reroute I-5. I mean, that project is going to be, that is going to be a monstrous thing that I can't even comprehend. And they say, at least right now, it will be what, the most expensive municipal project in our country's history?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's up to like $8 billion. Which you know is going to be, they'll overrun on that thing. And I know inflation and all that, but...
Why does it cost so much? It's just a bridge.
I don't think it does. I just, you know my feeling on government work. I feel like every time someone gets a government contract, they do that one for you, one for me, and we'll just put this over here and...
Very successful, very rich.
You telling me whoever gets that contract isn't the amount of profit that they're putting in their pocket?
I'm gonna try to get cut in on that deal.
Yeah, have fun with that. They're now saying, because at one point it was a couple years ago, remember, it was like 2 point something billion. And they are now saying the project is going to be between 5 and 7.5 billion. This is the other part that pisses me.
Should have built it back then.
$2.5 billion? That's the wiggle room? And let's play the fun game of, does it come closer to 5 or does it come closer to 7.5?
He do pay us the money.
Hey, Juan Soto got a hit. Always higher, so yeah. I'll go 7.5.
I'll bet you that thing ends up being 8 by the time it's done. But I just love that we're, hey, can you ballpark that for me? Somewhere between 5 and 7.5.
Give or take a billion.
That'd be $2.5 billion.
That's your news, guys. For May 30, 2025, Kombi op daxed.
Wing and a barrel.
See where we're at here.
That's an RBI for Juan Soto, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, RBI double.
It's not just a hit.
I saw that too. Damn it.
He's laboring a little bit, but yeah, he got there.
How much will it cost to watch every NFL game next season? We also have Joey Harrington coming on our program next hour, 5:30. He's back. So all that coming up on The Fan.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.